So today we are here with Kristen King from Keep Pasco Beautiful. Kristen, would you mind telling us a little about yourself?
Sure. So my name is Kristen, and technically I work for Pasco County Government, but my job is to run Keep Pasco Beautiful, which is a 501c3. We are an environmental nonprofit that focuses on waste prevention, waste reduction, litter prevention, and beautification. Personally, I graduated from Culp High School in 1999, went to USF, and have two teenage boys and four crazy dogs.
Awesome. Good deal. So Keep Pasco Beautiful. Let's talk a little about that. What is Keep Pasco Beautiful?
Well, we are, again, an environmental nonprofit. We've actually been around since 1992.
Really?
A lot of people don't realize that. No. I've been in this role for about 4.5 years now. Prior to me, they didn't have a staff person. It was just a board of directors, so they kind of struggled with some things. So now we're kind of trying to get back, be more prevalent in the community. We're still a super small entity, so a lot of what we do is partnering with different organizations or people.
Okay. So you guys have the Adopt the Road program, I know.
Yep.
For sure.
Well, and technically the Adopt the Road program is a county program.
Okay.
I help with that since I'm a county staff person, but Keep Pasco Beautiful helps with that in terms of trying promoting it.
Okay. So we still go through, I know when we adopted our portion of Starkey Boulevard, we went through you.
Yes.
To get that.
Yep.
So it's a Pasco County program. You guys oversee, Keep Pasco Beautiful oversees it? Is that how?
The county still oversees it. Keep Pasco Beautiful kind of just helps to get the word out.
Okay, gotcha. So let's start with Adopt a Road. What is the Adopt a Road program?
So the Adopt a Road program is a litter program. They always say it's kind of the broken window theory of where there's litter, more litter will accumulate. So even though people don't necessarily think about a cleanup as litter prevention, it kind of is litter prevention. Pasco County and the Florida as a whole, there's lots of people that'll call me and they'll complain. They'll be like, my road's super trashy and why isn't somebody from the county picking this up? And I say, well, and it's always, because when I lived in New York, we had people that would clean the roads up.
Right.
And I said, well, we don't have state taxes. And the county doesn't have the funds to pay for staff to get out there and clean the roads. If you want to pay more in taxes, they can have that, which
right.
Everybody's always like, no.
Yeah.
So how we kind of try to help with that is through volunteers with the Adopt a Road program. So on the Adopt a Road program, anybody can participate. We have companies like yours, like Fortitude Fitness out there doing it. We have some Boy Scout troops that participate, churches. We've even before had, or even currently, we have people where it's just one person, like Linda Dearborn and friends out there, and they're out there cleaning up the roads. So it's we always ask for a 2-year commitment, if possible. We like to have you out there cleaning the roads up 4 times a year.
Mm-hmm.
There's an application process, it's not that difficult. And then we do a safety training with you. We try to make it as easy as possible on the people that are volunteering, because we do appreciate it.
Absolutely, you guys do make it easy, that's for sure. Now, it's not, there is a separate one from the state roads, so we're not talking about roads like 54, 52.
Correct.
Right?
And that's the hardest process in this, is actually finding a road that qualifies. So it does have to be a county-maintained road. If somebody is interested in, say, 52, 54, 301, 19, you can go through the FDOT and the Adopt a Highway program.
Okay.
And we also have some municipalities, so like City of Newport Richey, they actually have their own Adopt a Road program as well that
really?
Runs through Public Works Department.
Okay.
So, which goes back to the county maintained road.
Right.
We also, the easiest way for me to say is, it has to be a green sign, because the white roads are private roads.
Okay.
There's quite a few that are private roads. And making sure in some of the subdivisions, especially the newer ones, those are actually not yet county maintained. They're still being maintained by the builders,
right,
or whoever.
Home Builders Association.
Right. So I have a listing of roads that qualify, and sometimes that's a little bit tricky. We also try to do it in 1-mile segments. So.
Okay, so 1-mile segment. I think state roads are 2, I think.
Is that
maybe? Yeah, I remember we looked at 50, 54 at first before we...
Some of those are kind of scary. I mean, those people are flying down this
road. Yeah, and honestly, that's full disclosure on our part. That's why we picked Starkey Boulevard is, well, two reasons. We ruck out there, and two, we want our children involved.
Right.
And 54 was just a little too sketchy for us to pick that one. But we got 50, or Starkey Boulevard's, you got from all the way through, so that's covered. So.
Yep.
We got to get back out. We were just talking about that earlier. We've got to get out there and do our part of it. So we got that. So it's an application process. So if someone's interested in that, we can get that on your website, which I'll link up. And most of the roads, again, they'll just talk to you about finding a road that qualifies.
Yeah, I mean, the first thing we always ask is there a specific road you want?
Right.
And sometimes right from the get-go, we can get that, which makes it super easy.
Right.
Sometimes they don't, and so if you give us an area, we can say, oh, okay, well, this one, you know, here's some potential roads. We also, if people are driving around, if an adopter road group is no longer participating, we still leave the adopter road signs up, so they just won't have a plaque.
Right.
So if you see an adopter road sign and it doesn't have a plaque, that section is available.
Okay. Is there any, off the top of your head, is there any certain one that really need some volunteers out there?
Off the top of my head, I can't really think of any. I do know that there's quite a few actually, like in the Trinity area, like parts of Little and Mitchell Road that are still, they used to be adopted and haven't been adopted. It's always interesting because we have quite a few spots on Little Road that have been adopted, and some of my groups will say, oh, we were gonna go do a cleanup, and then, you know, we just noticed that there were some prisoners or somebody out there cleaning up. And I always say, if you can drive on a road and you can be like, wow, this road is super clean, and when you walk it, you see, because technically something as little as a cigarette butt is litter.
Right.
Now, we're not the litter police for our adopter groups. We're not going to go, oh my gosh, you missed that. You didn't pick that up. But if you have time, I mean, all that stuff really should be picked up. It's all bad for the environment.
Right. Definitely. So. And I'm just kind of going to wait to this to the end, but I'll say it now. But even if you're out for a walk in your neighborhood, you know, I like to do that in the mornings before I open the gym up. I'll open the gym and then just go for a walk around here, and there's a lot of trash. And it feels like a never-ending battle, but anytime you can pick anything up, there's just one less piece of trash that's around.
Well, and one thing that sounds like it's kind of common sense, but is like the right-of-way cleanup. So even if everybody just kept clean the little area in front of your house.
Yeah, good point.
You know, it sounds like, oh, and some people are like, well, yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, I love it when there's a plastic cup or a beer can in my yard, and I'm just like, are you kidding me? But it's not my trash. I'm not just going to leave it, though. You still pick it up because, you know, you still care. So if everybody did that section, that would be a huge help, too, especially on the big roads like Rouge Road and stuff like that that are heavily traveled, unfortunately, are going to get more litter. And the other thing, which you're probably aware of, is there's a whole group of people out there nowadays that do plogging, which is like jogging and picking up litter.
Really?
Yeah.
What is that called? It's plogging?
Plogging, yeah.
I'm definitely looking at that.
Yeah, it's like a new thing now.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Do we have groups locally that do that?
I don't know if they do it locally, but I know that they're out there.
Really? I'm definitely going to check that out.
Yeah.
So,
although I always kind of wonder how that works. I'm like, I don't know if I'd be coordinated enough to be like jogging and pick something up in the process.
Come on.
Like my balance would be like, oh.
Kind of an interesting story. We were in Tampa last weekend doing a GORUCK event. So a GORUCK event is you're in groups rucking weighted backpacks in formation. And it was so hard because I wanted to step out of form because I saw a plastic bottle. And I'm like, I got to pick that up. And, you know, so I like stepped out of line to grab it. But yeah, anything I can do, you know, walking around, and we encourage our members to. And to do that as they're walking around and going for their walks. And I'd like to challenge some of our other businesses around to, especially like mentioned, Mitchell Little Road, you know, a lot of new businesses right there on 54.
Well, and one of the businesses it's not even the business's fault. I think it's just nature of the game, but gas stations and convenience stores end up with so much trash in their parking lots. you know, so if we can always encourage the owners, right, again, you know, try to get that picked up. Because what happens is, with the Adopt a Road program, that if that trash doesn't get picked up, there's a good chance it's going to end up in our stormwater system.
Right.
It's Florida. It rains. So it ends up in the stormwater system, and the majority of that flow of water then ends up in the Gulf. So we're actually polluting our water by not picking up the trash that's actually inland.
Definitely. Like I said, I'd like to see, not calling out for making the trash, but I'd like to see other businesses jump on
and
get involved and help keep our area clean. I mean, we want, I've been, you know, much like you, been here my entire life, so I've seen a lot of change, and it it hurts a little bit driving around and seeing all the
development.
Definitely. And then, you know, just seeing the trash and stuff. So anything we can do to help out, we should do that. And so we also have an event coming up.
Yes.
Is that?
We have the Coastal Cleanup. It's actually going to be not this Saturday, but the coming Saturday, September 21st. The Coastal Cleanup is part of the International Coastal Cleanup through Ocean Conservancy. So they're actually going on all over the world. Locally, we have them in Pasco County. Pinellas does them. Hillsborough does them. Everybody always hears coastal, like, oh, so it's all beach cleanups. No, it's not all beach cleanups. Because, again, our roads, if our roads don't get cleaned up, stormwater system, it all ends up in the Gulf. We also do have cleanups going on in, like, Dade City, Land O'Lakes. Another thing people forget is that we have a lot of inland water. And watersheds, you know, we have a cleanup going out in Lacoochee, and Lacoochee and the Green Swamp is actually the watershed for the Hillsborough River.
Oh, really? Okay.
That ends up going out into the Gulf of Mexico. Okay. So, you know, it all, a lot of, I think they say something like 80% of the trash that ends up in the water actually comes from land.
Really?
It's not just dumped out there.
So,
we have the coastal cleanup coming up. We do have, there are no age limits. There are certain sites, you know, we're not, if it's a road, a busy area, we're not going to put young kids out there.
Mm-hmm.
But we do have a couple sites, Anclote Gulf Park, which is down in Holiday by the fishing pier. Werner Boys is another one that could probably take them. I'm actually the captain for Anclote Gulf, and I say, oh, I take all the itty bitties, and people look at me and they're like, what are you talking about? And I'm like, I will take the little ones. I've had kids 2 years old out there.
That's
and
awesome.
People were like, but what are they doing? I said, you know what? A 2-year-old, 4-year-old, 5-year-old, they're not picking up a lot of trash, but that's not what the point of that is. I've had little kids out there that are 7 and they go, this is disgusting. And I'm like, yeah, it's gross. Picking up somebody else's trash is gross. There's no trash fairy. It doesn't just magically go away. So you have to make sure that you don't litter and that you also dispose of your trash properly, and make sure you tell your friends. So hopefully by them actually getting out there and seeing it, we're actually preventing it from it happening in the first place.
Absolutely.
So I kind of look at that from an education point. And then we do have some of our cleanups, like the Anclote Gulf one, since it is on the coast, you know, we don't have a lot of beaches in Pasco,
sure.
But we do have a lot of mangrove areas that are super sensitive areas, and they're extremely environmentally important for us.
Yes.
For erosion purposes and ecosystems, and unfortunately trash ends up washing up into the mangroves, and we also have a problem with monofilament tying around the mangroves. So we actually have volunteers that will go out on September 21st, we clip the monofilament, make sure that that's disposed of. It's bad for the wildlife. Birds get stuck in it. Fish end up eating plastic.
Yeah, and it's and it's ugly to look at too.
It's ugly to look at.
So I imagine I'm just imagine kayakers probably go out there.
We have a couple different groups. We have a large group of kayakers going out of Anclote River Park, and then we also have a group of kayakers going out of Brasher Park in Port Richey, probably some in Werner Boys. Those are all salt flats.
Right.
So a lot of those areas you can only get by either kayak or airboats.
Right. That's awesome. So how does someone get involved in, if someone's listening, which by the way, this will be out before that, because I want to get people to help you out. So how do we get involved in that?
So the easiest way to do it is go on our website. So go to keeppascobeautiful.org, And if you go under events, you'll see coastal cleanup. There's actually a registration information right there. So just go on, fill that out, register, and then we'll be in touch and tell you where to go.
Oh, awesome. Great. And when do they have to do that by?
It would be awesome if they could do it by like Wednesday of next week.
Wednesday of next week. Okay. So I'll make sure I get this out by Wednesday.
Yeah.
So we can get that. What about, is there any late, cause this will probably drop. I'll try to get it out Monday then, but let's just say, is there something I can do last minute? Are there sites listed that I can go to, or?
There are some sites on there. It's kind of hard cause they all meet at different locations.
Okay.
I will try and respond to all those emails by Friday. It gets a little bit squirrely the last couple days. If somebody is in this area, you can go out to Anclote Gulf Park because we're there starting at 8 a.m.
Okay.
And that's the fishing pier located on Bailey's Bluff and Holiday.
And what are the times for that? Is that all day?
Most of the sites are 8 to 12.
8 to 12. Awesome. Good deal. So we got coastal cleanup. What other event? You got anything else coming up?
We also have on November 16th the Pasco Upcycle and Arts Festival.
Yes.
Which is not a cleanup; it's an event. We started this event. This is going to be our fifth year in conjunction with America Recycles Day, which is November 15th. And everybody thinks about recycling and promoting recycling. And we wanted to take a little bit different spin and talk about upcycling, which is turning something that most people would just throw out into something that now has value. So we have people that make roosters out of golf cart tires, bracelets out of spoons, birdhouses out of license plates, just all kinds of funky stuff. And we do have some educational vendors there as well. We will have native plant sales, Florida-friendly plant sales. We'll have about 120 vendors. It's going to be at Heritage Park in Land O'Lakes, there, which is right on 41. It's from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. There's no fee to attend. It's kid-friendly. We have three different bands that'll be there. Nalani's gonna be there, the Stillhouse Shakers, and then Have Gun Will Travel. They're all kind of like Americani acoustic-y bands. And then for the parents, we will have craft beer.
All right.
So that's fun. We will have food trucks, but it's a good day. It's a fun day. It still has that education piece, so it's good to bring the kids out. They'll learn something.
Awesome. Good deal. What about, is there any other programs? I mean, about the road, we got the coastal cleanup. What other ways can people get involved with Keep Pasco Beautiful?
So we have the coastal cleanup. We have also the Great American Cleanup, which is the first Saturday of March, which is similar to the coastal cleanup. It's just smaller.
Okay.
We don't have as many volunteers. We are currently working on trying to get a monofilament program going. So we are looking at different potential locations, and then kind of like we have volunteers that have adopted a road, we'll have volunteers that will adopt monofilament tubes and empty those out.
Okay.
And it's actually a monofilament education and recovery. We're trying to educate people to make sure you properly dispose of your monofilament. So don't just pitch it. Like if you're fishing, don't just automatically cut the line. Try and wiggle it a little bit to get it off first. And then all the monofilament that's collected is actually going to be recycled. There's only one company, it's in Berkeley, California.
Really?
And they're the ones that, the main processing for everything, and then they actually turn it into other items.
Really?
They actually process the monofilament, so.
So I imagine that those would be more at your, like, fishing pier, like you mentioned,
fishing or coastal boat ramps. I mean, we've got quite a few boat ramps and just coastal areas in general. There's so many places. We're also looking at like bait shops, boat repair places, anything that's kind of water or fishing related.
Any time frame on that, when that's going to be rolled out?
We're hoping to roll that out in the next couple of months.
Really?
Yeah. We've been working on it. It's just taken, trying to get the legwork behind it, so.
Sure. What other, anything else going on as far, like I said, how can we can be get involved besides the standard, which I, again, encourage people to do, just go for that walk and pick something up.
Yeah, I mean, the other thing is, and it kind of sounds silly, but we have social media pages. We have Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. The majority of people are on Facebook and Instagram. But we always suggest that people follow us. On Facebook, it's Keep Pasco Beautiful. You can find it, it's the same way on Instagram.
Okay.
And we put different messages out there. We are always trying to educate people on waste reduction. So we'll do like fun little upcycling projects or informative projects. Really trying to get people. So from a waste reduction standpoint, I mean, the amount of people in Pasco County is just like growing exponentially.
Yeah.
It's insane. So the way that we process our trash in Pasco is we have a waste energy facility that actually takes it, burns it. It goes through a whole process that's much more environmentally friendly than landfilling. There's EPA standards. We're like way below what the standards are. Like, we do a great job.
Which is on Hayes Road.
Yes.
That's the one you're talking about?
Yes, Covance actually runs it. But that facility is actually at capacity. So they're looking at building a new boiler. There's been a lot of talk about that. But even if when we build the new boiler, our population keeps growing, like we have to, it's great to recycle, but everybody kind of forgets the first two steps in that is reduce and reuse.
Okay.
So we are trying to do a big education push, which is why we do upcycle, in that just think about things, try to think about things when you're buying them. Nobody's perfect. We're not saying, oh my gosh, you have to use a reusable bag every time. I forget even sometimes. I'm like, and I also reuse my plastic bags for like the trash cans in the bathroom,
right,
and things like that. But even if just like once a month you bring your reusable bags and use them, that makes a difference, you know.
Sure.
So trying to cut down. I know there's people that have been upset. Pasco County is no longer accepting glass. The reason that we're not accepting glass is that it's contaminating the good recycling and there's no market for it. There's just a whole bunch of issues. So some people are like, oh my gosh, this is awful. And I'm like, well, so there's a couple options there. I take like all my old spaghetti sauce jars.
Mm-hmm.
And like if I have leftover rice or something, I actually put it in the spaghetti jar instead of using a baggie. Try not to use baggies and
That's a good idea. Use
Tupperware containers instead. Or those containers are really good too for like soup.
Yeah, it's really just a mason jar if you think about it.
Exactly.
I never crossed my mind.
Yeah, so
but.
Just trying to think of different ways. You know, I think back in the day, like my grandparents, when they're coming out of the Great Depression, they tried to look at how they could use every little piece.
Right.
And then we just kind of got into this throwaway society.
Certainly are, with everything.
So, yeah, absolutely. So trying to look at different aspects of what can we do to try and reduce that waste. Something else, like you go to the grocery store, and if I'm going to buy like cilantro or something and they just sprayed it, like absolutely I'll throw it in one of those little bags so everything doesn't get wet. But if you have one zucchini, you don't need to put it in one of those little bags. You can just put it in your cart.
Right.
You know, like,
Those little things
add up. They make a huge difference.
Especially with our population. I know another one that's been big lately are the paper straws.
Mm-hmm.
I know my daughter will be listening to this, and she always yells at me. She went out and got her very own stainless steel straw. So she's big on the straw thing. So
yeah,
and you know, and just like you said, you don't realize it. Like, it's one straw, but again,
right,
10,000 people do that one day, and you just saved a whole bunch of waste. So
I think the big thing with how people can help us is just helping to get that message out. You know, so if it's a matter of sharing it on social media or just talking to people, just trying to get that message out there, just to take a pause and think.
Right. I know one thing that we've done here at the gym, and encourage maybe coaches or groups to do, is you can actually, you know, especially groups with kids, they have a tendency to like to be called out on Instagram and Facebook and things like that. So we actually made a thing of going out and, you know, come up with a hashtag. Ours was 10 minute cleanup. And again, while they're walking or something, pick something up, selfie with it, you know, depending. All of a sudden, then you got a couple things. People are asking, like, what are those kids doing? Why are they picking up garbage?
Right, absolutely.
Right? And you're helping clean up, and they get a little recognition, which they like. And I think that was strength coach from a college in Georgia mentioned that. He's like, he cleaned up the entire campus because everyone wanted to get involved with it. And,
right.
and it's nice if it catches on, and
yeah.
you know, encourage, you know, coaches to do that, because it definitely works for sure.
Yep.
So, well, that's great. So really we covered, so biggest needs as far as, again, like you mentioned, just getting the word out there. Is there any other needs that, like, immediately how we could help keep Pasco beautiful?
Yeah, I mean, again, we have the cleanups and stuff like that, the volunteer opportunities there, getting the word out about waste reduction. And then, even though it's not directly affecting directly volunteering for our organization, just looking at, you know, that personal responsibility aspect, there's things that we do that sometimes we don't even think about. All the people, including me, who have, I call mine a baby truck, I have a little Tacoma.
Mm-hmm.
Don't throw trash in the bed of your pickup truck.
Blows out.
Because it blows out. Be careful, try to either have a trash bag, a little bag in your car, or be aware of those little wrappers that you sometimes will stick in the door or whatever, and they can just fly out. There's a lot of incidental litter as well that we can address. Trying to make sure you have lids on your trash cans when you put it out, so stuff doesn't fly out of there. I started, if I find trash in my yard or in the street or something, and picking it up, instead of just throwing it in my trash can, I will actually make sure, like, I put it in the trash can in my garage that has a bag.
Yeah, I get it.
Because if you put a little piece of trash in your big, ginormous trash can, there's a good chance that when they put it in the truck, it's gonna fall out.
Sure.
Yeah. So those type of things that everybody kind of has, we all have the power over ourselves, we all have personal responsibility, so that's the biggest help. If everybody just kind of takes care of their own little section of the world, oh my gosh.
Yeah, absolutely.
The impact would be ginormous.
And those that, you know, go to the beach and things like that, we rock
yes.
and go for hikes, you know, we're big on pack out what you pack in. So
absolutely.
We usually bring an old bag or something and make sure everything that we use goes back in there and make sure we pack it out, not to leave that for somebody else.
Yeah, for sure.
So I'm going to kind of take this down. I was just actually sitting here thinking about this because something I'm trying to get better at. But if you don't mind, if you can, recycling in general, how does... I believe at one time not every place can recycle. I don't know if that's the case anymore, but like not everyone was doing, like I don't think our community recycles. We live across the street from the county building. I don't think they have a recycling day. Is that still the case, or am I just...
It kind of depends. So we have a residential recycling program in Pasco County,
okay.
which means if you have curbside trash, if you pay somebody to pick up your trash, mm-hmm. you have recycling.
Oh, really? Okay.
If you, and for that, all you have to do is contact your hauler and say, hey, what day is my recycling day?
Okay.
If you live in a community like an apartment complex type thing or something that has, instead of curbside trash pickup, they have dumpster trash pickup, that's not a guaranteed recycling then. You can always talk to your communities and say, like, hey, we'd like a recycling dumpster. There's no, that's, even though it's residential, that's considered commercial recycling.
Okay.
And so there's no, commercial recycling is just a lot harder to deal with. They're working on it. They're working on solutions. They don't have one exactly yet. There are drop-off locations. Anclote Gulf Park is a drop-off location. If you go onto the Pasco County website and just search recycling, they'll actually list the different places where you could actually bring your recycling and drop it off if you don't have it at your house
okay.
or your business. So that is an option.
Okay, because I've never, and maybe like you said, I'm sure we have it, but I've never noticed anyone put it out off the curb. So I don't know if it's just something, or I'm going to find that out now. If we just don't do as a group or what, or if I, like I said, I just never noticed it, but I know I haven't seen it. So I wonder if we just don't do it. It's probably got to get better at it. But, all right, so easiest way to get started is, I love your idea, and we talk about this a lot, of just one day. Like you said, you know,
mm-hmm.
one day, just don't, you know, recycle one day a week, or
right.
you know, start the ball rolling small.
Yep.
You know, one day going to if you go to the grocery store once a week, that'd be one weekend just bringing your own bags and helping out that way.
Yep, absolutely.
Definitely. Well, that's great. I don't really have anything else. You have anything you'd like to add?
No, that's it. I mean, if somebody wants to help with Keep Pasco Beautiful,
yes,
or has an idea, you can always contact us through our website. That's an easy way. You can email us. It's info@keeppascobeautiful.org. Message us through Facebook, Instagram.
Great. Awesome. We'll do that. I'll make sure we'll link up all that in the show notes.
Yep.
Well, thank you so much.
Not a problem. Thank
all
you.
Right. Thank you.
That's it for this episode of Beyond the Whiteboard. Thanks to this week's guest and sponsors for bringing this episode to you for free. Make sure to check out fortitudefs.com, where you can find the show notes, including all the links and resources mentioned and information about Fortitude Fitness. If you haven't subscribed to Beyond the Whiteboard on iTunes yet, make sure to do so. Comments, ratings, and reviews are always welcome. That's it for this week. Be sure to check back next week for another great episode of Beyond the Whiteboard.